Okay, so here's the maggot fly. This is a female, and she's injecting eggs.
It's hour two of Intro to Evolutionary Biology at Keene State College. Professor Kristen Porter Utley projects photos of maggot flies on the wall.
See this little thing right here? This is
in this class, I had two students drop because they were afraid of not being able to pass the class.
Students in science classes at Keene State are 2 to 3 times more likely to get a D, an F, to withdraw, or to receive an incomplete than students in other classes here. Porter Utley says she worries that's because lecture classes like this are not engaging students. The Dean of Sciences, Gordon Leversey, says lower success rates are common in science classes across the country.
There's a lot of work involved, and it's the kind of courses that often build fairly quickly, and so if students begin to get behind, it's very hard for them to catch up.
So many students opt for majors in, say, psychology or communications. But out in the real world, businesses are clamoring for graduates with backgrounds in STEM. A report from the state shows STEM jobs growing 7% faster than jobs generally. The governor is pushing for STEM grads in order to boost the state's GDP, and public colleges see it as a way to stay relevant. And to that end, New Hampshire's public schools have set out to double the number of STEM graduates by 2025. But to convince students to sign on, educators say classes need a makeover. Next year, Kristen Porter Utley says she won't be lecturing her first-year students about maggot flies. Instead, students will spend a whole semester working on a single hands-on project.
When you own something, right, when you own a project, getting that content and understanding that theory when it's applied to something that's yours is so much easier.
Porter Utley says back in the day, underclassmen didn't do their own research and classes were designed to eliminate students, not encourage them.
I did take those classes, and it was sink or swim.
In this economy, the thinking goes, schools can't afford to lose students who are bored by lectures or intimidated by the workload. About 5 years ago, UNH's physics department began offering its first-year physics class, both as a traditional 170-student lecture lab combo and as a smaller experiential studio class. There, physics professor Don Meredith says scientific theory is taught through interactive experiments.
So that you can do, say, 15 minutes of lecture, and then students get together in groups and do problem solving, and then they do lab. And those are mixed up in ways that make sense pedagogically instead of being dictated simply by the schedule.
Meredith says they've blind-tested students in both the lecture and the experiential classes to see if one set learns better, testing each class at the beginning and the end of the semester.
And then we compared the grades on those, and the studio students did significantly better.
20% better. Needless to say, similar pedagogical experiments are now being done across the physical and life science departments at UNH and across the state. But one aspect of studying science isn't about to change, and that's the hours. Back at Keene State, junior biology majors Emily Neverett and Colin Fagan lead me up to Fagan's lab space. He punches in the security code on the way in.
Now you've got all the codes and everything.
Yeah. Neverett and Fagan say they spend most of their college life up in these laboratories. They both agree they work longer hours than their friends in the humanities.
Science takes a lot of time, and it's definitely, I think, more labor intensive.
For that, Porter Utley and Dean Leversey have another solution.
Living and learning communities so that students in residence halls are sharing hallways with other science STEM students. And that builds a sense of community, and it sort of promotes the culture of required to be successful in STEM.
That's something Neverett says she would sign up for in a hot second. Choosing lab work over ultimate frisbee would probably be easier if her sweet mates were doing the same thing. Professor Porter Utley is excited about changes in her department, but she doesn't want more students to mean lower expectations.
If we are admitting a larger body of students, we got to keep the rigor here. We have to put the support system down here and pull those students up.
Schools' efforts may be making a difference. Over the last 5 years, the proportion of students graduating with STEM degrees at the state's university system has increased by 3%. With a host of new programs coming online in the next few years, administrators are hoping that number will begin growing even faster. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.